Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The DPRK launched its 10th ballistic missile this year on February 27th, once again violating multiple United Nations Security Council resolutions. The United States, along with 10 other nations, condemned in the strongest terms the DPRK's action as unlawful and destabilizing. Japanese and the Republic of Korea authorities reported that the DPRK missile flew over 300 kilometers and reached 600 kilometers in altitude before landing in the waters between Korea and Japan. This activity is prohibited by multiple Security Council resolutions. In delivering the joint statement from the 11 countries on the DPRK's action, Ambassador Jeff DeLaurentis, senior advisor for political affairs at the U.S. Mission to the United Nations, called on all U.N. Security Council members to speak with one voice in condemning these dangerous and unlawful acts. Albania, Brazil, France, Ireland, Japan, Norway, the United Kingdom, and the United States have previously expressed our concerns clearly and unequivocally. The chorus of voices condemning the DPRK's action grows, he said, as today we are joined by Australia, New Zealand, and the Republic of Korea. We urge all member states to implement fully all Security Council resolutions relating to the DPRK, he continued. These Security Council resolutions also obligate the DPRK to abandon its weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile programs in a complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner. The international sanctions regime is an important tool for addressing this threat to international peace and security. The United States and the DPRK have not held formal talks in more than 2 years, but the United States has repeatedly made clear its readiness to engage in serious and sustained diplomacy with Pyongyang. Ambassador DeLaurentis again urged the DPRK to choose the path of diplomacy to ease regional tensions and promote international peace and security. We stand ready to engage in dialogue, he declared, and we will not waver in our pursuit of peace and stability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.